Finally, more on the top story, the conviction of former White House aide Louis Scooter Libby. He was chief of staff for Vice President Dick Cheney. A jury today convicted him of obstructing justice, lying to the FBI, and lying to a grand jury about conversations he had with reporters about the name of a CIA agent. Here is Prosecutor Patrick Fitzgerald.
Mr. Libby, by lying and obstructing justice, harmed the system, and that was something serious, and that's the point we made to the jury, and obviously the jury agreed factually.
One of the jurors spoke with reporters after the verdicts. He's Dennis Collins. He used to be a journalist, he said, and that's why he was talking. He said jurors did not believe the defense argument that Scooter Libby was so busy he sometimes forgot details of things.
Even if he forgot that someone had told him about Mrs. Wells, who had told him, it seemed very unlikely that he would have not remembered that about Mrs. Wilson.
Dennis Collins said jurors spent most of the week organizing the evidence on big Post-it style sheets of paper. They soon concluded Mr. Libby was guilty of lying, Collins said, but there was still tremendous sense of sympathy for him.
It was said a number of times, what are we doing with this guy here? Where's Rove? Where's, you know, where are these other guys? We're not saying that we didn't think Mr. Libby was guilty of the things we found him guilty of, but that it seemed like he was, to put it Mr. Wells' point of view, he was the fall guy.
And Dennis Collins talked about the process that the jury used to determine guilt and why it took them 10 full days to deliberate.
There were some incredibly good managerial-type people who just took everything apart into the smallest piece, put it in the right places. And it got to a point where opinion had very little to do with it. You just came to this conclusion that, wow, okay, here it is right before us. We took every count and went back over all the testimony. And as we went back, we'd have all these different sheets, you know, motivation to tell the truth, motivation to lie, believability, state of mind. We didn't start do a straw vote right away and say, well, what do you think? Well, it was too big. It was too much. It was too important. We just didn't do that. So that's why it took so long.
And this on the testimony of former New York Times reporter Judith Miller. She spent months in jail for refusing to name Libby as the source of her information about the CIA agent, Valerie Plame.
The Judy Miller testimony was important. I mean, again, we had so many conversations that somebody would say, I don't know, her memory was terrible. And then somebody would say, yeah, whose wasn't? I mean, it was an incredibly show, this whole trial, about just how hard it is to remember. And I think in a way, she got badgered, you know, by the defense a little bit. And I think it created some sympathy for her in the among jurors.
Dennis Collins, one of 11 final jurors who today convicted former vice presidential aide Scooter Libby of lying about his role in disclosing the name of a CIA operative.